The Magic Hunters, Heroes of Teterum, by Felix Ertlund, narrated by Jennifer Saxell, produced by Bukea. Chapter 1. There are hundreds of applicants present in the great hall. The sun beams through the slanted glass roof. The light reflecting off the white walls and floor makes it almost too bright to keep your eyes open. Announcers loudly shout instructions. The murmuring from all the mages and the occasional ringing of small bells fill the area with noise. Six long queues have formed through the entirety of the hall. Every queue leads to a desk under a sign, with every other one titled either Offense or Support. Behind the desks are massive openings leading into the mountain where they will, presumably, take the exam. "Archie! Archie!" a young woman shouts as she runs through the entrance. Her hair is white as snow in a scruffy hairdo, with most of it through a loose tassel at the back of her head, the rest left hanging as a long side-swept fringe along her forehead. She has a light blade at the left hip, donning a buttoned white shirt, and her eyes are a golden shade of yellow. She stops and looks up at the back of a man with dark brown hair. He has a sword hilted on his back, a sharp, muscular build, and he is wearing a very similar shirt. "Archie, I didn't even notice you entering," she says, pouting at him. "You can't leave me like that. I'm nervous, damn it." He slowly turns around now, looking down at the woman with his narrow, tilted eyes. They make his face send out an eerie vibe. He's over 6 feet tall and has his dark brown hair naturally pulled back, but still with the roughness to it. His face looks very serious. "Sorry," he mutters quickly in a deep voice. "I didn't think you'd mind that much if I went on ahead. Besides, you were taking far too long." The girl sighs and lays her hand upon his shoulder. "Please allow me. I'm scared. What if Gazin's blood trick doesn't work? I'd be done for. They'd kill me in seconds." Archie, as the young man is called, looks down at his friend and puts on the friendliest face he can. "Bella, if it fails, which I highly doubt it will, we could probably escape before getting caught. All those years of training must have amounted to something. And we've always got your portals." Bella releases her hands from his shoulder and sighs yet again. "Two things. Firstly, never force a smile like that again, ever. You just end up looking extraordinarily unpleasant. Secondly, if I get caught, don't out yourself as my friend unnecessarily. You know I can handle myself. And besides, I'm much more agile than you." She walks past him. "You just said it yourself. You're scared. And it would be all my fault if you got hurt. I'm the only reason you came here, and I refuse to be my best friend's cause of harm." She turns around and smiles at him. "I wouldn't want to ruin my best friend's first real step towards his dream." Bella proceeds to turn back around and keeps walking. Archie sighs heavily. "Fine. Let's just take the exam." "Now you're talking." Both of them enter the nearest line of people, leading to an offense desk. They patiently wait for their turn, slowly moving forward. Archie looks at the end of the line and gets lost in thought. So, that dark tunnel at the end leads into the mountain. The magic hunters actually had the gold to buy and excavate a mountain in the 3 years they've existed. Even with magic, that's an impressive feat.